And so ends our brief epic.
A furtive glance through an open window overlooking Gaspésian history. Cartier, Wakeham, John Le Boutillier, Monsignor Ross, Jacques de Lesseps, and all the others.
Even though we never had the chance to actually speak with them along the way, we can still salute their contributions to the development of both the region and the country over the years. Take another look around you. What you see as you look out on modern day, Gaspé is a city on the grow.
A city with a rugged and arduous history. A city whose future is as light as an ocean breeze.
A city that is turning to new technology, such as wind energy, the green energy of tomorrow. Where will we be in another 475 years? Only time will tell. It's true that history cannot be reshaped. But like all these key figures who shaped history without really knowing it, it's our turn to use all our resources to shape the future that awaits us.
Gaspé, like the phoenix, rises from the ashes. It is now home to a number of educated young citizens who strive for a better quality of life, and they will play a key role in the development of the town.
Well aware of its merits and proud of its assets, Gaspé will always know how to look its best for visitors.
Don't we all do the same when company is coming over?
The town knows how to emphasize its tourist attractions and stand out because of the exceptional outdoor activities it offers year-round.
Modernization has finally freed Gaspé from the grips of the ice that once crippled it.
Gaspé is still the end of the land.
But isn't that exactly what draws us in? Isn't that where we dream of being?
So, all that's left to say is bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Thanks for following us.
Step by step.
We hope to see you very soon on
A Journey Back in History.